The Jacksonville City Council may not reinvent the wheel when it comes to a proposed opioid trust fund. It may just put a new spin on it. Privately funded city-administered grants to fight opioid addiction are taking shape, and the program could look similar to an existing city program that funds nonprofits. Councilman Bill Gulliford is proposing the trust fund so private donors can help fight opioid addiction. On Thursday, Gulliford met with Councilman Garrett Dennis, whose district includes some of the communities most affected. The two are working on legislation creating a 7-member board, similar to the Public Service Grant Council, that would recommend projects or service providers to receive funding. Dennis says who gets to nominate board members is as important as their expertise.
I do believe that we need a balance of power, and so this is an opportunity to have a balanced board, half appointed by the mayor's office and half appointed by the city council, to do the work of the people.
Dennis has tangled with Mayor Lenny Curry over who should nominate independent boards, specifically governing JEA. Dennis accused the mayor of stacking them with political allies, even though council has confirmation power. The Opioid Treatment Board would receive funding applications all year, and council would have to approve its recommendations. That's in contrast to the existing Public Service Grant Board, which doesn't require council approval for specific projects. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.